ಅಂತ್ಯಭಿನಂದಸ್ಯ ಜ್ಞಾನಾಂಜಲ ಶಲಾಕಾಯ ಚಕ್ಷುರುಂಭಿ ತಮ್ಮೇನ ತಸ್ಮೈ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುವೇ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ ಹರೇ, ಹರೇ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ರಾಮ, ರಾಮ ರಾಮ ಹರೇ ಹರೇ. ಓಕೆ, ಸೊ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ವೀಕೆಂಡ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಥಿಂಕಿಂಗ್ ಆಫ್ ಇನ್ವೈಟಿಂಗ್ ಪವನೇಶ್ವರ್ ಪ್ರಭು, ಹೂ ಇಸ್ ದಿ ಡಿವೋಟಿ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಡನ್ ರಿಸರ್ಚ್ ಆನ್ ದ ವೇದಿಕ್ ಕಾಸ್ಮಾಲಜಿ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಹಿಯರ್ಸ್ ಆಲ್ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಲೈಕ್ ಹಿ ಹಸ್ ಮೆನಿ ವಿಡಿಯೋಸ್ ಆನ್ ಯೂಟ್ಯೂಬ್. He has given elaborate presentation on the Vedic cosmology, and so I have written to him, and I have asked him if he is available on Saturday or Sunday, whatever day, whichever day he prefers, then we can keep the, on that particular day. So I hope that devotees can make it for the seminar this coming weekend. Nirvika, is that okay for you? Like, you can make it on Saturday or Sunday? Are you well? Hare Krishna. Nirvika, are you there? Hare Krishna. Are you there, Nirvika?
Yeah, I'm there. Actually, I'm in the train, right? So I think my network is going on and off. So I got disconnected. So I just called back now.
So did you hear what I said?
No, I did not hear.
Yeah, I said that this weekend I have invited Pavaneshwar Prabhu. I am waiting for his reply, confirmation. So it can be on Saturday or Sunday, a presentation on Vedic cosmology. So can you make it?
Is it on Sunday? Sunday I can come.
Okay. So now it depends on him, you know, when he wants. I have given him two options.
Hello?
Saturday or Sunday.
Vidhi, Sunday, I recall my very good friend's birthday party is there on this Sunday.
Achha.
Evening. So,
okay.
After the Sunday evening, go there, na, Prabhuji?
Sunday
morning, ka bhi, na?
Nahin, morning, actually, Prabhuji, practically possible nahin hai mere ghar pe.
Okay,
so,
okay.
Hum log, dupair ke time pe bhi pata nahin, kyunki, like, anyways, but, yeah, so... See, we can try to keep it as early as possible in the sense like, you know, around 5 p.m., not before that.
Okay, if you can do it 5, so that means by 7 it will be through?
I see. First of all, I don't think that he will be able to finish that in one session. So
okay.
He might ask me to conduct 2 or 3 sessions, you know, probably total. And obviously, I would be glad to invite him for 3 sessions. So let's see how it goes. But yeah, I think minimum 2 hours will be there.
Huh? What time did you say? What time did you say? Sorry, in between my network was not good.
Like, see, I have not decided anything. First of all, I want to get confirmation from him. If he says that I'm not available on this weekend, then, you know, obviously, then I'm thinking that probably I will give the class. But if he's available, then it can be on Saturday or Sunday, depending on his preference.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, I think we'll have to probably arrange for the PowerPoint also, because he might request for PowerPoint presentation. So, any devotee has a PowerPoint projector and like slide?
I don't have.
Huh?
Samadhiya may be having, but they have installed it in their classes, I think. Oh, they're installed. Okay, classes may installed it. Oh, it's a...
Achha, achha, okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was thinking that, see, if we want to do such kind of seminars now in future, then we can buy this PowerPoint and projector.
Yeah. Nahin, I was saying TV mein lag jata tha, Prabhuji.
टीवी में लगता है क्या? बट एक्चुअली क्या है, एक्चुअली हमारा टीवी भी बंद है. अब टीवी मतलब केबल बंद है, बिकॉज अभी वो टीवी में लगेगा और वर्कआउट होगा तो अच्छा है, बट उसको टेस्ट करना पड़ेगा, क्योंकि हम भी पेरेंट्स नहीं थे तो टीवी तो मेरा पूरे 4 महीने बंद ही था. सो नाउ लाइक अभी हमको चेक करना पड़ेगा.
केबल बंद है फिर भी अगर टीवी चालू है तो टीवी में HDMI का पोर्ट होगा ना, HDMI, और आपकी मोस्टली मतलब में भी होता है HDMI पोर्ट.
हाँ, आई थिंक
हो जाएगा.
ओके वो फिर टेस्ट करना पड़ेगा, बट मैं क्या सोच रहा हूँ कि अगर फ्यूचर में अपने को करना है ना ऐसा सब, या तो मैं करूँ या कोई डिवोटी आके करे, तो आई थिंक वी कैन ऑल बाई अ पावर पॉइंट एंड अ प्रोजेक्टर, लाइक द स्क्रीन एंड द प्रोजेक्टर.
But
सो
you need to buy a projector only if suppose आप मतलब आपको पोर्टेबल रखना है कि आप बाहर भी जा रहे हैं और कर रहे हैं तो मे भी ठीक है, मतलब घर पे ही करना है तो टीवी में बहुत आराम से हो जाएगा प्रभु जी, यू विल नॉट रिक्वायर एक्चुअली अ
बट
प्रोजेक्टर इफ यू
एक्चुअली
वांट
प्रभु जी
टू.
प्रॉब्लम क्या है, ऐसी टीवी जो मेरे घर पे है ना वो आपको पता है वो कैसा है, वो वॉल पे है, वो ऐसा ये डायरेक्शन में है ना, ऐसा लाइक जो उसका ईस्ट वेस्ट डायरेक्शन है, और हम लोग का जो बैठने का डायरेक्शन है वो ये है नॉर्थ साउथ है. सो नहीं, हाँ सॉरी ईस्ट वेस्ट ही है, तो पैरेलल हो जाता है. तो अभी क्या होगा कि
तो
उतना
हम लोग
उतने स्पेस में फिर अगर
तो
कलूट के बैठ लोग बैठने का थोड़ा सा अरेंजमेंट करना पड़ेगा, और फिर स्पीकर स्पीकर भी ही हैज टू ऑल्सो बी कंफर्टेबल टू प्रेजेंट लाइक इन इन दैट स्पेस. सो आप समझ रहे हो ना मैं क्या बोल रहा हूँ.
ओके
राइट. तो एनीवे सी आई थिंक अगर हम लोग ये करते हैं ना, सो इट विल बी इट कैन बी यूज एट एनी हाउस, कोई भी डिवोटी घर पे यूज कर सकते हैं, उसको पोर्टेबल रहेगा तो ट्रैवलिंग भी कर सकते हैं, लेके जा सकते हैं. इट कैन बी यूज इन द सर्विस ऑफ प्रभुपाद एंड सो
आपको आपको
या देखिए आपको क्या लगता है सबको, एंड देन ऑब्वियसली ऑल डिवोटीज कैन यूज इट डिपेंडिंग ऑन देयर नीड, इन योर हाउस ऑल्सो यू कैन टेक इट एंड यूज इट. If you are contributing, all of us are contributing, then you can do like that. But anyway, but it's like individual. If everyone agrees, then it's okay. Otherwise, it's we'll have to figure out something else.
ओके
या एक्चुअली मैं ये सोच रहा हूँ फ्रॉम माई एंड आई एम थिंकिंग दैट एटलीस्ट आई कैन बाई अ वीडियो रिकॉर्डर. सो एटलीस्ट जो भी हमारे घर पे जो क्लासेस होते हैं या फिर मेरे जितने भी क्लासेस होते हैं कि जिधर भी, तो वहाँ पे वो वीडियो रिकॉर्डिंग होगा, तो देन आई कैन गिव इट टू हरे कृष्ण टीवी पीपल एंड देन दे कैन अपलोड इट. सो दैट वे
दैट
मेनी
प्रभु जी,
मेनी
इवन विथ मोबाइल फोन इफ यू आर नॉर्मली कीपिंग इट ऑफ व्हेन यू आर गिविंग योर लेक्चर, तो आप अपना मोबाइल फोन को वो स्टैंड पे रख के ना उससे माइक
हाँ,
कनेक्ट
लेकिन
करके डायरेक्टली
नहीं वो एक्चुअली क्या है मोबाइल पे भी
चैटिंग.
वही थोड़ा प्रैक्टिकल इश्यूज यही है कि अगर पहली बात तो अगर मुझे खुद को ही मोबाइल यूज करना है नोट्स के लिए, और दूसरी बात है कि फिर वो मोबाइल पूरा उस आई डोंट नो इफ मोबाइल कैन रिकॉर्ड मोर देन 2 आवर्स ऑफ क्लास. प्रॉब्ली इट हैज सम कैपेसिटी, आई डोंट थिंक इट कैन रिकॉर्ड बियॉन्ड दैट. सो सी दीज आर कंट्रेंट्स, प्लस द क्वालिटी जो भी होता है उसका भी एक ये होता है. सो वीडियो रिकॉर्डर इज डेफिनेटली आई थिंक सब अभी सभी के पास होता है वो, जो भी डिवोटीज टीचिंग करते हैं मोस्टली सबके पास होता है वो, तो वो ईजी हो जाता है फिर, क्वालिटी भी अच्छा रहता है उसका रिकॉर्डिंग का एंड ईजी टू अपलोड ऑल्सो. सो आई एम थिंकिंग ऑफ बाइंग दैट, प्रॉब्ली वीडियो रिकॉर्डर रहेगा तो एटलीस्ट मेरे पास होगा तो आई कैन टेक इट वेरी वेल, एंड ऑब्वियसली दैट स्टैंड हैज टू बी देयर बिकॉज वो सब पूरा ये होता है. तो ठीक है एनीवे लेट्स स्टार्ट विथ अवर सीसी. ओके सो 230th वर्स मध्य लीला 230. एकाकी एव किंवा संगे एक जन तबे से शोभाया वृंदावन रे वनेरा गमना. एकाकी अलोन एव आईशल गो किंवा और संगे विथ एक वन जना पर्सन तबे देन ओनली से दैट शोभाए बिकम्स ब्यूटिफुल वृंदावनेरे टू गो टू टू वृंदावन गमना गोइंग. द लॉर्ड कंक्लूडेड दैट यू वुड गो अलोन टू वृंदावन और एट मोस्ट वुड टेक ओनली वन पर्सन एज हिज कंपेनियन. इन दैट वे गोइंग टू वृंदावन वुड बी वेरी प्रेजेंट. या सो वी डिस्कस्ड इन द लास्ट क्लास अबाउट वाई पब्लिकली वन शुड ट्राई टू अवॉइड गो टू धाम. एतचिन्ति प्रातः काले गंगा स्नान करी लीला चले अब बलि चलीला गौर हरि. एतचिन्ति थर्स्ट थिंकिंग प्रातः काले इन द मॉर्निंग गंगा स्नान बेदिन इन द गैंजेस करी परफॉर्मिंग लीला चले अब बलि I shall go to Neelachal Iganapuri. Bali saying, Chalila started Gaurharishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Thinking like this, the Lord took his morning bath in the Ganges and started for Neelachal, saying, I shall go there. ए माता चली चली आईला शांति पूरे दिन पंच सात रहेला आचार्य करे ए माते इन दिस वे चली चली वॉकिंग आईला केम शांतिपुर टू शांतिपुर दिन पंच सात फाइव और सेवन डेज रहेला रिमेंड आचार्य घरे द हाउस ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य वॉकिंग एंड वॉकिंग चैतन्य महाप्रभु अराइव्ड एट शांतिपुर एंड रिमेंड द हाउस ऑफ अद्वैत आचार्य फॉर फाइव टू सेवन डेज साची देवी हानी तनरे कहला नमस्कार सत दिन तन धानी भिक्षा व्यवहार सची देवी मदर सची देवी आनी कॉलिंग हर तनरे अंटू लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु कहला डिड नमस्कार ऑब्सेंसेस सात दिन सेवन डेज तनर धानी फ्रॉम सची देवी भिक्षा व्यवहार एक्सेप्टिंग मिल्स टेकिंग दिस अपॉर्चुनिटी श्री अद्वैत आचार्य सेंट फॉर मदर सची देवी एंड शी रिमेंड एट दिस हाउस फॉर सेवन डेज टू प्रिपेयर द मिल्स फॉर श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु तांड्र आज्ञा लाना पुनः करेला गमन विनय करिया विदाया दिला भक्तगण तांड्र आज्ञा लाना लाना टेकिंग द परमिशन ऑफ मदर सची पुनः अगेन करिला प्रेड गमन स्टार्टिंग विनय करिया बाय सबमिटिंग प्लीजिंग वर्ड्स विदाया फेयरवेल दिला के भक्तगण टू ऑल डिवोटीज टेकिंग परमिशन फ्रॉम हिज मदर Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then started for Jagannath Puri. When the devotees followed him, he humbly begged them to remain and bade them all farewell. Jana dui sange ami yaba nila chale amare mal biliva asi ratha yatra kale jana persons dui to sange with ami I yaba Shall go Neelachale to Jagannath Puri. Amare me Miliva will meet Asi coming there Ratha Yatra Kale during the time of the car festival. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although representing all devotees to go back, allowed two people to follow him. He requested all the devotees to come to Jagannath Puri and meet him during the car festival. Balabhadra Bhattacharya Ara Pandit Damodara द्विजन संगे प्रभु अहला नीलाचल बलभद्र भद्र भट्टाचार्य बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य आर एंड पंडित दामोदर दामोदर पंडित द्विजन टू पर्सन संगे विद प्रभु द लॉर्ड अहला वेंट बैक नीलाचल टू जगन्नाथपुरी द टू पर्सन हु अकंपनीड श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु जगन्नाथपुरी वर बलभद्र भट्टाचार्य एंड दामोदर पंडित दीना कटता है राही जलीला वृंदावना लुकना चलीला रात्रे ना जाने को ना जाना दीना कटा अ फ्यू डेज तहान एट जगन्नाथपुरी रही रिमेनिंग चलीला स्टार्टेड वृंदावना फॉर वृंदावन लुकाना कीपिंग सीक्रेट चलीला स्टार्टेड रात्रे एट नाइट ना जाने डिड नॉट नो कोना सम जना पर्सन After remaining at Jagannath Puri for a few days, the Lord secretly started from Vrindavan at night. He did this without anyone's knowledge. Balabhadra Bhattacharya Rahe Matra Sange Chari Khanda Pathe Kashi Aila Maharange Balabhadra Bhattacharya Balabhadra Bhattacharya Rahe remains Matra only Sange with him Chari Khanda Pathe on the way through Chari Khanda Kashi in Banaras, Varanasi, Aila arrived Maharange with great delight. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left Jagannath Puri for Vrindavan, only Balabhadra Bhattacharya was with him. So they traveled on the path through Jharkhanda and arrived in Banaras, Varanasi with great delight. Dinachara Kashi Tarahi Gela Vrindavana Mathura Dekhiya Dekhe Dwadash Kanana Dinachar only 4 days, Kashi at Banaras, Rahi remaining Gala started for Vrindavan, the holy place Vrindavan, Mathura, the holy place Mathura. Dekhiya, after seeing, Dekhiya visits Dwadash, 12, Kanana forest. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed at Banaras only for 4 days and then left for Vrindavan. After seeing the town of Mathura, he visited the 12 forests. Those who visit the Vrindavan area today also generally visit 12 places known as 12 forests. They start in Mathura where there is Kamyavan. From there they go to Talvan, Kamalvan, Madhuvan, Kusumvan, Pandirvan, Bilvavan, Bhadravan, Khadirvan, Lohavan, Kumudvan and Gokul Mahavan. So these are the 12 forests of Vrindavan and it consists of 84 coasts of Rajmandal. I think 5 of them are on one side of Yamuna and then 7 of them are on other side of Yamuna. So what we call as Vrindavan is actually one of the forests. I think generally this Tamal one is probably known as Vrindavan because so it is one of the forests of, out of the 12 forests. But sometimes the entire Braj area is called as Vrindavan. Sometimes it is called as Mathura. Sometimes it is called Braj. You know, so like that. Next. Okay. So Rajiv Prabhu can continue.
Yeah, Prabhu. 240. Lilasara dekhi preme haila asthira dalabhadra kaila tanve mathura bahira. Lila Sala, all the holy places of Lord Krishna's pastimes, Dehi, visiting, Preme in great ecstasy, Haila became, Asthira agitated, Balabhadra, Kaila assisted, Tanve, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Mathurara, the town of Mathura, Bahira outside. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited all 12 places of Sri Krishna's pastimes, he became very much agitated, ecstasy. Balabhadra Pratishnada somehow or other got him out of Mathura.
Offering to him.
Ganga Tira Pathe Lana Prayage Aila Sri Rupa Asi Prabhu Ke Tathai Mililila Mililila. Ganga Tira Pathe, the path of the bank of the Ganges. Lana taking Prayage in Allahabad. Aila arrived. Sri Rupa. Asi coming there, Prabhu ke Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Tathai there, Milila, met. After leaving Mathura, the Lord began to walk along the path on the bank of the Ganges and finally he reached the holy place named Prayag, Allahabad. It was there that Srila Rupa Goswami came and met the Lord.
Then yeah. So if you have, anyone has, I think, okay, so you are talking about the going to Allahabad, no? This year, last year?
This year we had gone, Kumbh Mela, January.
So did you see that Dashashwetha Ghat?
Which Ghat?
Dashashwetha Ashwamedh Ghat. Yeah. That's the ghat where...
By that name,
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami.
If that is the main ghat, then obviously we were there. But I wouldn't remember it by that name, frankly.
Okay. Yeah, but this is the place where Mahaprabhu met Rupa Goswami.
Okay, okay. So they must have made a temple also there, I guess, if it's...
That Venu Madhav temple is there. Even ISKCON temple also we have. It's a beautiful temple. Beautiful Ganges, I think. Or the in confluence of Ganga, Yamuna, Saraswati.
Okay, next. Vandavata Kari Rupa Bhumi Te Parila Parama Anande Prabhu Alinga Nadila. Vandavata Kari, offering obeisances, Rupa, Srila Rupa Goswami, Bhumi Te on the ground, and Parila fell, Parama great, Anande in delight, Prabhu the Lord, Alingana embracing, Dila gave. At Rayad Rupa Goswami, fell down on the ground to offer obeisances to the Lord, and the Lord embraced him with great delight. Sri Rupa Shiksha Karai Athaila Vrindavana Apane Kari Lavara Nasiya Gamana. Sri Rupa Shiksha Karai, teaching Srila Rupa Goswami, Athaila sent
Vrindavana, towards Vrindavan, upon himself, Kari led Varanasi to Banaras, Agamana coming. He was instructing Sri Narupa Goswami at the Dasha made Ghat and Prayag. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered him to go to Vrindavan. The Lord then returned to Varanasi. Kasi Teta Vuke Asi Nilila Sanatana Duhi Masa Rahitanve Karaila Shikshana Kasi Te at Varanasi Prabhuke the Lord Asi arriving Nilila met Sanatana Sanatan Goswami Duhi 2 months Rahi remaining Tanve and to him Karaila did Shikshana instruction. Then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu arrived at Varanasi. Sanatan Goswami met him there. The Lord remained there for 2 months and instructed Sanatan Goswami perfectly. Mathura Pathaila Tanve Dila Bhakti Vala Sanyasi Re Kripa Kauri Gela Nila Chala. Mathura to Mathura, Pathaila sent Tanve him, Dia giving Bhakti Vala, the strength of devotion, Sanyasi Re unto the Mayavadi Sanyasis, Kripa Mercy, Kauri givings. Giving Gela went back Nilachala to Jagannath Puri. Transition. After fully instructing Sanatana Goswami, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sent him to Mathura with empowered devotional service. In Banaras, he also bestowed his mercy upon the Mayavadi Sannyasi. He then returned to Nilachal Jagannath Puri. 246. Chaya Vatsara Aiche Prabhu Karila Vilasa. Kavu iti uti kavu kshetra vasa chaya vatsara. 6 years. Aiche. In that way, Prabhu the Lord, Karila did, vilasa pastimes, kavu, iti uti here and there, kavu, sometimes, kshetra vasa, residing in Jagannath Puri. Translation. The Lord traveled all over India for 6 years. He was sometimes here and sometimes there, performing his transcendental pastimes. And sometimes he remained at Jagannath Puri. Anandi Bhakta Sange Sada Kitana Vilasa Jagannath Darshana Premera Vilasa. Anandi, in great delight, Bhakta Sange with devotees, Sada always Kirtan of chanting, Vilasa enjoyment, Jagannath, Lord Jagannath, Darshana visiting, Premera of ecstasy, Vilasa pastimes. Translation. While at Jagannath Puri, the Lord passed his time in great joy by performing sankirtan and visiting the temple of Jagannath in great ecstasy. Madhya Lilara Kailum Ein Sutra Vivarana Antya Lilara Sutra Ebe Suna Bhaktajana. Madhya Lilara, of the Madhya Lila, the middle portion of his pastimes, Kailum, I have made Ebe Sutra Snapsu Vivarana. Description, Antya Lilara of the pastimes at the end, known as Antya Lila, Sutra Synopsis, Ebe Now, Suna Here, Bhaktagana of the O Devotees. Translation. Thus I have given a synopsis of the Madhya Lila, the middle pastimes of Lord. Now, O devotees, kindly hear the synopsis of the final pastimes of Lord, known as the Antya Lila. Vrindavana Haite Adi Nila Chale Aila. Athara Varsha Tahan Vasa Kahan Nahi Gela. Vrindavana Haite, from Vrindavan, Yadi, though Nilachale to Jagannath Puri, Aila came back. Athara, 18 Varsha years, Taha at Jagannath Puri, Vasa between Taha anywhere, Nahi not Gela went. When the Lord returned to Jagannath Puri from Vrindavan, he remained there and did not go anywhere else for 18 years. Prati Varsha Aisena Tahan Gaurera Bhakta Gana Charimasa Rahe Prabhura Sange Sambilana. Prati Varsha, each year, Aisena visit Tahan there, Gaurera of Bengal, Bhakta Gana of all the devotees. Chari 4 months, Rahe remain, Prabhura, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Sange with Sammilana meeting. During those 18 years,
all the devotees of Bengal used to visit him at Jagannath Puri every year. They would remain there for 4 continuous months and enjoy the company of the Lord.
Okay, now Nirvika Mataji, you can continue.
Yeah, Prabhuji, I'm just traveling and my network is going on and off. Once I reach home, then I'll continue. I'll reach
okay.
The next maybe 15, 20 minutes.
Okay. Swati Mataji, are you there? Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji, I'm there. But I think the
okay,
noise,
you're there. Okay.
Yeah. I won't be able to.
So you'll be able to read?
No, Prabhuji. I won't.
Okay. Achha, did you get a chance to see that second seminar?
I haven't seen yet, Prabhu.
Huh?
I haven't yet seen. I will see this.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, I think all of you have not seen. And once you see it, then you can give me your feedback also.
Yeah, sure, Prabhuji.
Okay, so next. Do I continue, Prabhuji?
निरंतर नृत्य गीता कीर्तन विलास आचंदाले प्रेम भक्ति करीला प्रकाश निरंतर विदाउट स्टॉपिंग नृत्य गीता चैंटिंग एंड डांसिंग कीर्तन ऑफ संकीर्तन विलास एंजॉयमेंट आचंदाले टू एवरीवन इवन टू द लोएस्ट पर्सन प्रेम भक्ति लव ऑफ गॉड इन करीला दिन प्रकाश मैनिफेस्टेशन Translation, at Jagannath Puri, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed chanting and dancing unceasingly. Thus he enjoyed the pastime of Sankirtan. He manifested his causeless mercy, pure love of God to everyone, including the lowest man. Pandita Gosani Kaila Neela Cha Levasa Vakrishwara Damodara Shankara Haridasa Pandita Gosani, Gadadhar Pandit, Kaila did. Naturally at Jagannath Puri, Vasa living, Vakreshwara, Damodar Pandit, Shankara, Haridas Thakur, residing with the Lord at Jagannath Puri, where Pandit Gosai and other devotees such as Vakreshwar, Damodar, Shankara and Haridas Thakur. Jagadananda Bhagwan Govinda Kashishwara Paramananda Puri Ara Swarupada Modara Jagadananda Bhagwan Govinda Kashishwara Paramanand Puri Ara Swarup Damodara and Swarup Damodara his secretary. Jagadananda Bhagwan Govinda Kashishwara Paramanand Puri and Swarup Damodara were other devotees who also lived with the Lord. Shetravasi Ramananda Raya Prabharati Prabhu Sange Ei Sabha Kaila Nitya Siti Shetravasi, residents of Jagannath Puri, Ramananda Raya, Prabharati and others, Prabhu Sange with the Lord, Ei Sabha, all of them, Kaila did, Nitya Siti, permanently living. Translation, Sri Ramananda Raya and other devotees who are residents of Jagannath Puri also remained permanently with the Lord. Advaita Nityananda Mukunda Srivasa Vidya Nidhi Vasudeva Murariya Tadasa Prativarshe Aise Sange Rahechari Masa Tanasaba Lana Prabhura Vividha Vilasa Advaita Nityananda Mukunda Srivasa Vidyanidhi Vasudeva Murari, Yatadasa, all servitors of the Lord, Prativarshe, each year, I say, go there, Sange, in association, Rahe, remain, Charimas, 4 months, Tanasabha, all of them, Lana, taking, Prabhura, of the Lord, Vivida, various, Vilas of pastimes, translation, other devotees of the Lord, headed by Sri Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu, Mukunda, Vas, Vidyanidhi, Vasudev, and Murari, he used to visit Jagannath Puri and remain with the Lord for 4 months, 4 continuous months. The Lord enjoyed various pastimes in their company. Haridashe Rasiddhi Prapti Adbhuta Sesaba Apani Mahaprabhu Yanra Kaila Mahotsava Haridasira of Thakur Haridas, Siddhi Prapti passing away, Adbhut, wonderful, say those, Sabha all incidents, Apani personally, Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Yan Rahul's Kaila form, Maha Utsava Festival. Invitation. At Jagannath Puri, Haridas Thakur passed away. The incident was very wonderful for the Lord himself, performed the festival of Haridas' departure. Tabe Rupa Gusanira Unar Agamana Anhara Hridaya Kaila Prabhu Shakti Sancharana. Tabe thereafter, Rupa Gusanira of Sri Rupa Goswami, Puna Agamana, again coming there, Tanhara him, Hidai in the heart, Kaila Devi, the Lord, Shakti Sancharana, invoking of transcendental power, translation of Jagannath Puri Srila Rupa Goswami, met the Lord again, and the Lord invested his heart with all transcendental power. Tabe Chota Hari Dase Prabhu Kaila Danda, Damodara Pandita Kaila, Prabhu Ke Vakya Danda. Tabe thereafter, Chota Haridase, Aunty Dhinya Haridas, Prabhu, the Lord, Kaila did, Danda punishment, Damodara Pandit, Kaila did, Prabhu Ke unto the Lord, Vakya Danda, chastisement as a warning. After this, the Lord punished Dhinya Haridas and Damodara Pandit, Damodara Pandit gave some warning to the Lord. Damodara Pandit gave some warning to the Lord. Acha. Purport. Actually, Damodara Pandit was eternal servant of the Lord. He could not punish the Lord at any time, nor had he any desire to. But he did give some warning to the Lord so that others would not blaspheme him. Of course, he should have known that the Lord is the Supreme Personality of Godhead and is free to act in any way. There is no need to warn him. And such an action is not very much appreciated by the ones.
So, Haridas, Junior Haridas was punished by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And all these pastimes are elaborately described in the Anta Lila. So, we'll go through all these pastimes. What happened? Next. Tade Sanatana Gosanira Punar Agmana Yaishtamasa Prabhu Tanve Kaila Prarikshana. Tade thereafter Sanatana Gosanira of Sanatana Goswami Puna Agmana, again coming Jaishtamasa in the month of Jaisht, Prabhu the Lord Tanve him Kaila did Parikshan examination. Thereafter Sanatana Goswami met the Lord again and the Lord tested him in scorching heat during the month of Jaisht. So this also pastime is described later on. Tushtahana Prabhu Tanre Pathaila Vrindavana Advaitera Haste Prabhura Adbhuta Bhojana. Tushtahana, being very pleased, Prabhu, the Lord Tanre him Pathaila sent back down to Vrindavan. Advaitera of Advaita Acharya, haste in hands, Prabhura of the Lord, Adbhuta wonderful Bhojan feasting. Being pleased, the Lord sent Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan. After that, he was fed wonderfully by the hands of Sri Advaita Acharya. Nityananda Sange Yukti Kariya Nibrite Tanre Pathaila Gauda Prima Pracharite. Nityananda Sange Vidyananda Yukti Discussion Karaya, making Nibrite in privacy. Tanre him Pathaila sent Gauda to Bengal, Prima, love of God, and Pracharite to preach. After sending Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan, the Lord privately consulted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He then sent him to Bengal to preach love of God. Tave Atta Vallabha Bhatta Prabhu Re Milila Krishna Namera Artha Prabhu Tanhare Kahila. Tave Atta, thereafter Vallabha Bhatta Prabhu Re Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Milila met Krishna Namera of the holy name of Krishna. Artha import Prabhu the Lord Tanhare unto him Kahila explained. Soon afterward, Vallabha Bhatt met the Lord at Jagannath Puri and the Lord explained to him the import of the holy name of Krishna. Vallabha Bhatt is the head of the Vaishnava Sampradaya known as Vallabhacharya Sampradaya in Western India. There is a long story about Vallabhacharya narrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, especially in the 7th chapter of the Anta Lila and 19th chapter of the Madhya Lila. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the house of Vallabhacharya on the side of Prayag in a place known as Adailagram. Later, Vallabh Bhatt saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri to explain his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very proud of his writings, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected him, telling him that a Vaishnava should be humble and following in the footsteps of his predecessors. The Lord told him that his pride in being superior to Sridhar Swami was not at all befitting a Vaishnava. So, Vallabhacharya, the great Acharya of Vallabha Sampradaya, he was a contemporary of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he met Chaitanya Mahaprabhu on a couple of occasions. And somehow he was having this conviction that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually a very exalted personality. So he also accepted Mahaprabhu as Krishna. I think that is given in the later chapters in the Madhya and Antyalila. And that is the reason he actually wanted to explain to Mahaprabhu his commentary on the Srimad Bhagavatam. But while giving his commentary on the Bhagavatam, he somehow mentioned that Sridhar Swami, he has not given a proper commentary on the Bhagavatam. Now, Sridhar Swami is actually one of the original commentators of Srimad Bhagavatam, the first commentator of Bhagavatam. And so Sridhar Swami is actually like a Swami, you know. He Swami means, you know, someone who is very chaste. For example, for a woman, the husband is a Swami. And so the woman is always chaste to the husband forever, right? So similarly, Sridhar Swami, so that interpretation of his name was given by Mahaprabhu in such a way that he is always chaste to the husband, meaning that, he is all very chaste and loyal to the parampara. So his comment, the Sridhar Swami's commentary is accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and it's also, and because of that, it is also accepted by all the acharyas in the line of Mahaprabhu. Now, Vallabhacharya actually thought that his commentary is a bit superior than Sridhar Swami's commentary. And at certain places, Sridhar Swami has given some kind of wrong interpretation. So, in order to correct him, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu orchestrated some kind of leela so that Vallabhacharya could actually understand that he is at fault, and in order to curb his pride. So, this particular leela is very elaborately explained in Madhya Leela and Antya Leela, as Prabhupada said. And we'll go through that also. But one thing we can learn from this example is that whoever is the first commentator on a particular subject matter, and whoever is accepted by the disciplic succession or who is empowered, so they should be accepted as the authority, and they cannot be, we cannot contradict them. So we have to write everything in their footsteps. If we try to refute their commentaries, then it is not a right etiquette. And so Sridhar Swami, being the most senior Vaishnav, obviously because, you know, he wrote the commentary on Bhagavatam before Vallabhacharya, and he was also present before even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Okay. So that way, he was a very senior Vaishnav, and Mahaprabhu actually respected that a lot. Yeah, because whoever was senior, Mahaprabhu was always respected. So there are certain etiquettes that one should follow. One should never try to supersede the predecessor acharyas. One should never try to go beyond them. One should never try to surpass them. So with this attitude only, all the acharyas, they have written their commentaries. So whether it is now, see, we, in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, the best commentary in the Bhagavatam that has ever been written is by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And his commentary is not just praised in our Gaudiya Sampradaya, but even outside of Gaudiya Sampradaya, everywhere. Because he is a Ras Acharya, he has written very rasic commentaries on the Srimad Bhagavatam. And then obviously we have many other devotees also, like, you know, Sanatana Goswami's commentary is also very much appreciated. And then there are many, many others, as I said in my Glories of Srimad Bhagavatam class, that there are 90 commentaries written on the Srimad Bhagavatam, out of which only 30 are available as of now. 30 extant commentaries are existing. This is one of the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam, that you will not find the commentary for any other scripture in this much quantity. compared to Srimad Bhagavatam. So Bhagavatam has 30 extant commentaries till now, and followed by Vishnu Puran, which has only 3 commentaries. Can you imagine the difference? 30 and 3. Right? So, so it is a proof that how everyone was a great fan, and you know, they were all inspired by Srimad Bhagavatam. Anyways, but please hear the recording. You know, I have covered many points, very, very interesting points. I had given a similar seminar at my house, but that was a very brief version, and I was only able to cover the first section of what I have given in the seminar. I was only able to give the academic version in my house, and that also briefly. But in the seminar, it is a bit elaborated. And then obviously we have the Shastric version also, and we have the spiritual version of the Bhagavatam also. So extremely interesting points I've mentioned. And it's I think it's worth the watch. So all devotees can see that. So you'll understand the glory of Srimad Bhagavatam. So now, Sridhar Swami, so can you imagine, you know, when we have such a scripture like Bhagavatam, and then the first commentator on the Bhagavatam, the credit is given to Sridhar Swami. He's the original commentator of the Bhagavatam, which means that all other preceding acharyas after him, they have always respected Sridhar Swami's philosophy, his presentation, and they never tried to refute him, or they have never contradicted him in their commentaries. Okay, and so this is the etiquette, Vaishnava etiquette. So we have to always take a humble position. Now, see, that is the mood of even Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So many times, you know, he glorifies Vrindavan Das Thakur, and he says that he is actually the original commenter of the Gaur Leela or Chaitanya Leela. I am just writing bits and pieces. Whatever information he couldn't give, I am elaborating on that. And whatever information he gave, I am just briefly sharing it. So he also gave entire credit to Vrindavan Das Thakur. And he's a, you know, he also said that he's a Vyasdev, you know, just as Vyasdev was the compiler of Bhagavatam. So similarly, he was actually the original Vyasdev of Gaur Leela. And that Gaur, you know, that Vyasdev is called as Vrindavan Das Thakur in Gaur Leela. So he's the original writer, and I'm just like repeating him. So every acharya in our parampara sampradaya, they have taken this kind of mood and attitude of humility, and they have given credit to the predecessor acharyas. Now, another interesting point is that Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, when he was writing a commentary on the Bhagavatam, I believe, on the banks of Radhakund, when he was writing the commentary, suddenly a doubt arose in his mind, because Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains in Chaitanya Charitamrita that Tam Gayatri has 24 and a half syllables. And Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur was a bit confused about it, because he thought that the Tam Gayatri can only have 24 syllables. So now he knew that Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is a great scholar, and he is also a very advanced Vaishnav, very dear associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So there, you know, so he was in a dilemma that how can such a great personality commit a mistake? It's not possible for him to write such a thing. So then he, while he was contemplating all these things, suddenly he fell asleep. And in that sleeping state, he saw dream of Srimati Radharani. So Radharani personally came in the dream, and Radharani instructed him that you don't worry about it. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is my eternal servant, and whatever he has mentioned, it is all true. And so you will realize. So you just refer to this book, you will get the answer here. And where it is explained that actually the Tam Gayatri, the last two words, Vidmahe, I forgot the two words, but one word is Vidmahe, and Kamadevaya Vidmahe. So Kamadevaya, ya and Vidmahe. So that actually, if you take these two syllables, then it represents a half moon, which is the halo of the forehead of Krishna. And that is actually a half moon. It looks like a half moon. The halo of Krishna's forehead looks like a half moon. And that is the reason this is, you know, when the syllables combine, they are not full, they are not one syllable, but they are considered to be half syllable. And some so then Vishwamitra Thakur, when he was, you know, he okay, so when Vishwamitra Thakur got up, then he actually was extremely happy that Radharani personally revealed to him, and he also got to understand that whatever Krishna's Kaviraj Goswami wrote is perfect. So his dilemma was completely dissolved. Okay, now, so same thing, you know, each and every acharya in our parampara, even Jiva Goswami for that matter, you know, if he has written the Sandarbhas, Jiva Goswami also never contradicted Sridhar Swami. He always respected Sridhar Swami's commentary. Okay, just because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had a lot of respect for Sridhar Swami. So he said, Mahaprabhu said that he is the original Swami, or which means that, you know, we have to always be chaste to be husband. And because we are all following Sridhar Swami, so we have to be chaste to Sridhar Swami also. Something like that he mentioned. Okay, so anyways, we will see this pastime later on. Now, one thing obviously, in my understanding, in my realization, I feel that this is also a pastime of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, where Vallabhacharya is apparently put into that kind of situation where he gets pride. Okay. Now see, because of this issue, there was a major major conflict between ISKCON and the Vallabh Sampradaya during Prabhupada's time. So what happened? See, Sumati Murarji, she had given free passage to Prabhupada. Everyone knows that in Jalandhar, right? So, and right from the beginning, she was very helpful to Prabhupada. She was always encouraging, inspiring to Prabhupada. And so Prabhupada had a lot of deep regards and respect for her. And to the extent that Prabhupada, in a letter to Sumati Murarji, Prabhupada tells her that, you know, because you are a dear servant of Radharani, that is the reason, you know, you are able to do all these things. So Prabhupada actually told her very, you know, in the letter itself that you are associate of Radharani, you know. That letter I have read personally. So so obviously, you know, Prabhupada also encouraged her a lot. And but later on what happened, this particular article, some devotee, some disciple of Prabhupada, he published in Back to World magazine. And then later on, this article was read by devotees in the Vallabha Sampradaya. So then they got enraged because for them, Vallabhacharya is life and soul. And obviously, see now, according to them, Vallabhacharya is actually the incarnation of Radha and Krishna both. That is what they believe. In our Sampradaya, according to Gaur Ganadesh Dipika, Vallabhacharya is considered to be a Sukhdev Goswami. He is the incarnation of Sukhdev Goswami. Okay, so now, obviously, how it is possible that Vallabhacharya can get pride? So, so then actually what happened, you know, Sumati Murarji got very upset with this, and she wrote to Prabhupada that, you know, this is not true, and, you know, why are you saying like this, and, you know, how can it be true, and all that. So then Prabhupada replied to her very clearly that it's all stated in Chaitanya Charitamrita that, you know, this is what happened. And but Prabhupada also, you know, he spoke the truth. Not that, you know, Prabhupada was saying that, okay, yeah, it's not true, and, you know, it was just a misunderstanding. But Prabhupada did make a point in the letter, and this letter I have read also. Okay, so Prabhupada did make a point in the letter that actually it is true that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did try to teach a lesson to Vallabhacharya because he wanted to break his pride. And then Prabhupada also questioned that, you know, okay, so we do respect Vallabhacharya, but then he did not respect Sridhar Swami, who is the original commentator of the Srimad Bhagavatam. And that is the reason Mahaprabhu wanted to teach him a lesson. So Prabhupada also shared the truth with her. And he also said that, you know, you can, if you want, you can refer to these chapters in the CC. Anyways, externally it seems that, the way the pastime ends is that Vallabhacharya did realize his mistake. And, you know, finally he took Diksha initiation from Gadadhar Pandit. And so he... Actually, personally, he was worshipping Radha and Krishna in Madhurya Ras. But he did not give Madhurya Ras to his followers. because of the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wanted to just give Vatsala Bhav in his parampara. So that's how this thing got propagated in Vallabh Sampradaya. So this is what, you know, the entire pastime was.
Haribol, Prabhuji, why didn't he share this Madhurya Bhav in his own Sampradaya then?
Because I think it was ordered by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He did not wanted to reveal it. And probably I think it was because of the order of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Okay.
See, anyways, this Madhurya concept was already established by Nimbarkacharya in his Sampradaya. And we are taking this concept from him. Even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took this worship of Radha and Krishna and worship of Radha, the foremost position of Srimati Radharani, that is the first Siddhant, and second Siddhant is worship of Radha and Krishna in the mood of conjugal love. That second Siddhant, which is these two Siddhants taken from Nimbarka Sampradaya. And then Vallabhacharya, he took the principle of Radmarg, which is Pushti Marg, and surrender to Krishna, Sri Krishna Sharanam Mama. So these two Siddhants he took from Vallabha Sampradaya. So this spontaneous devotion, which is Radmarg, Raganuga Bhakti, he took this principle from Vallabha Sampradaya. See, that is the reason, right from the beginning, in Vallabha Sampradaya, they are basically allowing the followers to directly worship Bal Gopal, you know, with that spontaneous devotion. So they are not, you know, you will not see, they are focusing so much on rules and regulations. Hardly they focus on that, you know, they will mostly focus on spontaneous devotion. So you directly, you know, offer everything to the Lord, and then, you know, you worship the Lord in that way. So they have like spontaneous, and I think it is quite common also that Gujaratis, they have that spontaneous spirit, you know, and Prabhupada also said that Gujaratis are naturally, they are devotees of Krishna from the beginning. So that spontaneous attraction to Krishna is always there. And the feelings also come very spontaneously for Krishna in the Gujarati community. And so you'll see that majority of Vallabh Sampradaya followers are Gujaratis, Rajasthanis, you know, those who have that natural spontaneous feeling for the Lord. So now see, although on one hand, the spontaneous feeling is really good to enhance one's, that is the reason it's called the path of nourishment, path of Ragmarg. On one hand, it is very good because this is how one is supposed to cultivate their relationship with the Lord, finally. But the problem is that if it is not balanced with proper Siddhant and proper rules and regulations, then there is a chance that one will become a Sahajiya, or one can also become, be on the neophyte stage. Because, you know, the problem is that it will be difficult for them to follow many things while worshipping the Lord. Like, for example, most of the Gujarati people, they are mostly after money. They are mostly karmakandis. And they don't like to do any rituals or anything. They are just very spontaneous in their relationship with the Lord. Spontaneous feelings. Whenever they want, they will do things. Whenever they don't want, they will not do things. When you ask them to follow certain rules, regulations, they will not be able to do it. And because of that, plus if you ask them that, because they are not steady in their bhakti, that is the reason they don't have the conviction that Krishna is actually the Supreme God and our entire life is meant to please Him. They will not get the conviction. So actually Prabhupada has given a very excellent balanced approach, Panchatik Marg plus Bhagavat Marg. So spontaneous Rag Marg is basically Bhagavat Marg. And deity worship is Panchatik Marg. So this deity worship is so, you know, why it is so important? Because it will make a devotee steady in their devotion. Otherwise, devotees will keep wandering. They will not have fixed, regulations, that regulated lifestyle, steady devotion. You know, it will just keep, depending on their mood, they will just keep doing things. What they would like to do, they will do it. So deity worship is a very special thing, because especially for devotees of Kali Yuga or for, you can say, sadhakas of Kali Yuga, it is very important principle, you know, because that it can we can come to the transcendental platform only when we worship with a consistent, continuous, steady, regulated mindset for a long time. Okay. Then only we can actually, so even though we might have those spontaneous feelings right from the beginning, but it should be balanced. Otherwise, chances are that we might think that we are at Uttama Adhikari platform when we are actually behaving like a Kanishtha. Okay. We are not even like properly regulated, or we don't even have the conviction. Right? So this balanced approach is actually always very safe. It's very important. Okay, so this Panchatik Guru, or you can say that deity worship, be Chaitanya Mahaprabhu incorporated from Madhvacharya Sampradaya. Okay. Anyways, so wonderful pastime. You know.
Prabhuji, then what happened like after Prabhupada wrote to Srimati Murarji about this thing that is mentioned in Chaitanya Charitamrita, then what did they do then?
I mean, Prabhupada was being very straightforward and honest in his dealing, and at the same time very respectful and very humble also at the same time. So, you know, one time I had invited Hariswari Prabhu to my house, and he came, Hariswari Prabhu was in my house, we had prasadam together, and we had also arranged his program at my in-law's house. So Hariswari Prabhu was telling me, because that was during that time only I had read that conversation, that letter. You know, Hariswari Prabhu came, I think, probably 3 years ago, 4 years ago probably, I don't remember. But that time, I read this letter, so I just shared with him, and Hariswari Prabhu told me that that particular thing had created chaos. You know, it had taken another level. So all the Vallabha some followers, they were very annoyed and upset. But they were very angry actually. Why, you know, this thing is mentioned. So Prabhupada, what, you know, he said that such kind of incident should not be published openly. It should be for the devotees to, you know, take lessons from, but it should not be published openly. And then Prabhupada personally apologized to Srimati Murarji, and also at the same time he told her that this is what happened. And after that, I think things went back to normal. You know, and I think Srimati Murarji also understood that, you know, why this thing came up. So, then I think it was, and even till now also, I think Vallabha Sampradaya, see, you know, ISKCON's, the major contribution ISKCON has received is from Vallabha Sampradaya, right from the beginning. So you can say that, okay, Srimati Murarji was actually the one, the instrument for sending Prabhupada to the US. So, you know, she was offered, you know, definitely a Vallabha Sampradaya follower. And then many, many Gujaratis, they have helped ISKCON movement to grow, you know, through their donations, through their contributions, or through their different types of helps and many things. So Vallabha Sampradaya has always been a very good well-wisher of ISKCON and of Srila Prabhupada right from the beginning. But this incident had bit, you know, it had upset all of them for some time. But then somehow, obviously, Prabhupada, because he was there, he was personally there, so he sorted it out. But it's a, it, you know, this pastime is, for, see, what I feel is that this is definitely the Leela of the Lord. I mean, I don't think that Vallabhacharya could have got that pride. Okay. Because he is also eternal associate of the Lord. So like, you know, just like, okay, another example I can give from Gaur Leela is of Ramchandra Puri. Anyone knows, anyone remembers what was the role of Ramchandra Puri?
He was criticizing, right? He was always finding faults with
Mahaprabhu. Yeah, Ramchandra Puri's main service in Gaur Leela was to find faults with devotees, and especially Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So actually Ramchandra, see why he started finding faults, not earlier, but he offended his guru, Madhavendra Puri.
Yeah,
and because of that, like at the end moment, he was trying to teach Madhavendra Puri that finally one has to meditate on the impersonal aspect of the Lord. So Madhavendra Puri was extremely annoyed and upset. He was very angry. And so he kind of rejected Ramchandra Puri. And because of that, Ramchandra Puri lost all intelligence. And see, first of all, to teach one's guru, that itself is a major offense. Okay, to teach a guru, to disrespect the guru, that itself, that's the seed of extracting, you know, to commit the offenses. The seed has already been sown, and it is just a matter of time the devotee will start deviating, you know, from their intelligence, from their Krishna consciousness. So this happened, and then later on, because of this, Ramchandra Puri started criticizing all the devotees, and finally started criticizing Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also. Because then, you know, he lost the faith that he is Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, so then all the devotees were very unhappy with him, and they all wanted to avoid his company. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was seeing positive in him, you know, because he was actually at the position of his guru. So he was like respecting him, you know. So again, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was teaching another etiquette that as a disciple, you know, or as a junior, one should never try to find fault with one senior, even that senior is deviated. Okay, so that example also. So Gaurlila is full of examples and lessons, you know, entire Gaurlila. It's all about etiquettes. Okay, so then Ramchandra Puri, now see, he was doing all these things, but do you know who was he in Krishna Leela?
Krishna Leela,
Ramchandra Puri was Jatila, the mother-in-law of Radharani.
Okay.
Right? So see, again, now, although he is eternal associate, but in this part, Leela is taking a very critical role, very offensive role. Based on all these Shastric examples in Gaur Leela, actually that's the reason I'm saying that, you know, I feel that, you know, this particular Leela was a pastime of the Lord. Just wanted to prove that no matter whatever at level you are positioned at, you might be the head of the Sampradaya. If you criticize your elder senior Vaishnavas, then you can get, you know, a bit pride, or, you know, you can start deviating. So this is the example that Mahaprabhu probably wanted to set. Now, obviously, here earlier, you know, they have mentioned about Haridas, Junior Haridas. Now, I think he was also eternal associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was a Gandharva, and he used to sing for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pleasure. So when he committed suicide, he took that, he took that body of Gandharva, and then his service was going on as usual. He was singing for the pleasure of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now, so Gaur Leela is full of these kind of examples. And so I feel that Vallabhacharya is also part of the Leela. Okay, anyways. Any comments or questions, any other devotees they have?
Yeah, probably that Jatila was also a part, was full of some negative emotions. Yeah.
So Jatila and Kutila, the mother-in-law and sister-in-law of Radharani,
yeah,
they always try to
that kind of
prevent Radharani meet Krishna. They always try to create obstacles, and they always try to find faults with Radharani's character.
Correct.
See, now
this thing continued even in this character from there.
Huh?
You said who was the personality was Jatila in the Krishna Leela? What was the personality in the Chaitanya Leela?
Gaur Leela. Ramchandra Puri.
Ramchandra Puri. Here also he was finding faults only, right?
Yeah.
So that means that trait continues even here.
I mean, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is using these devotees, you know, in a different way. Just as, you know, he used Jay and Vijay as demons. Now, so sometimes devotees can also take the role of demons, or they can also take the role of offenders, you know, someone who is criticizing. So, but see, in Krishna Leela, these pastimes are there so that it can create a lot of fun and excitement. You know, it is very, so it's all to enhance the pastimes of Krishna. And that is the reason, so now Jatila and Kutila are also eternal associates of Krishna only. So let's just imagine that if they were not there, what would be the fun, you know, because finally, you know, we talk about the Parkiya Ras being the supreme. So obviously, Jatila and Kutila, if they are not there, then there is no fun. So obviously, in order to add these kind of things, Krishna is creating these kind of characters. So,
Again,
so that is also service.
Right, right. Jagay Madhai are same as Jai Vijay only?
Yeah, Jagay Madhai also same, Jai Vijay. So Jai Vijay wanted to also participate in Gaurila and they came as Jagay Madhai.
Okay.
Yeah, so again, you know, example of Jagay Madhai also, same thing. So they also, actually they were worse than demons. You know, even Yamaraj was actually confused that which sin they have not committed. He had to also refer to, he had to customize a hell for them. Can you imagine that? There was no hell which was suitable for them. Just as, you know, we try to, when we go on a world tour, we try to customize things for us. That here we want to go this place, and this is how we want to go. So similarly, because Yamra, it was not in the capacity of Yamra in his, whatever accounting system that he had made, everything was falling beyond that. So then he had to customize a separate hell for Jagay Madhai. You know, and he could even not imagine what kind of hell would that be. So then that's the reason he fainted. Also then understood that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you know, gave him mercy. So so they are like free from all these sinful things. But now see, Jagay and Madhai are also, again, finally they are Jai and Vijay. So they are also taking this kind of role. Okay. Next was, yeah, Nirvika, are you able to read now?
Yeah, I'll just come here. So I have to read 264, right?
264.
Yeah, okay. Sarjana Mishra Prabhu Ramananda Swami Krishna Katha Srimaila Sahi Saradhana Pradhumna Mishra Pradhumna Mishra Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ramananda Swami at the place of Ramananda Rai Krishna Katha, topics of Lord Shri Krishna Srimaila, cause to hear Sahi, explaining Sara of Ramananda Rai Dune, the transcendental qualities. After explaining the transcendental qualities of Ramananda Rai, the Lord sent Pradyumna Mishra to his residence, and Pradyumna Mishra learned Krishna Katha from him. Gopinatha Patanayak Ramananda Bhrata Raja Mari Techaila Prabhuhaila Trata. Gopinath Patnaik, Ramananda Bhrata, brother of Sri Ramananda Rai, Raja, the king, Mari Techaila, condemned to death, Prabhu, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haila, the king, Trata, the deliverer. After this, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saved Gopinath Patnaik, the younger brother of Ramananda Rai, from being condemned to death by the king. Ramachandra Puri Bhaya Bhiksha Ghataila Vaishnavira Dukha Dekhi Ardekha Rakhila. Ramachandra Puri Bhaya, due to fear of Ramachandra Puri Bhiksha, the proportion of eating, Ghataila, decreased, Vaishnavira of all the Vaishnavas, Dukha, unhappiness, Dekhi, understanding, Ardekha, half of the portion, Rakhila, kept. Ramachandra Puri criticized Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's eating. Therefore, the Lord reduced his eating to a minimum. However, when all the Vaishnavas became very sorry, the Lord increased his portion to half as much as usual. Brahmananda Bhitarehaya Chaudabhuvani Vaise Yata Jiva Gana. Brahmananda Bhitare, within the universe, Haya, there are Chaudabhuvan, 14 planetary systems. Chaudabhuvani, in those 14 planetary systems, Vaise, reside. Yata, as many as there are Jivagana, living entities. There are 14 planetary systems within the universe, and all living entities reside in those planetary systems. Manushera Veshadhari Yatri Kera Chalu, Vadura Darshana Kare Ashimira Chalu. Manushera of human beings, Veshadhari, dressing themselves, Yatri Kera Chalu, as a pilgrim, Vadura of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Darshan Kare, visit. Ashi, coming, Neela Chale to Jagannath Puri. Dressing like human beings on pilgrimage, they all used to come to Jagannath Puri to visit Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
एकदिन श्रीवासादियत भक्तगण महाप्रभु रघुन गाय करी न कीर्तन। एक दिन वंदे श्रीवासादि श्रीवास ठाकुर यत ऑल भक्तगण डिवोटीज महाप्रभु ऑफ लॉर्ड चैतन्य महाप्रभु डिनर क्वालिटी गाना डिस्क्राइबिंग करीना परफॉर्म कीर्तन चैंटिंग वंदे ऑल द डिवोटीज हरिद श्रीवास ठाकुर द चैंटिंग द ट्रांसमिट क्वालिटीज ऑफ श्री चैतन्य महाप्रभु। शुनि भक्त गण कहे सकृत वचने ऐसे नाम गुण चरित कर कीर्तने कर कीर्तने। शुनि यरे हाँ भक्त गण तो ऑल द डिवोटी कहे द लॉर्ड सेड सक्रोध वचने टॉकिंग इन एन एंग्री मूड कृष्ण नाम गुण चरि लीविंग असाइड द ट्रांसेंडेंट क्वालिटीज एंड द नेम ऑफ द लॉर्ड की कर कीर्तने। What kind of chanting are you performing? Not liking the chanting of his transcendental qualities, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised them as if he were angry. What kind of chanting is this? He asked. Are you leaving aside the chanting of the holy name of the Lord? Audhitaya karite haila sabha karamana Svatantra haiya sabha nashide bhuvana. Audhatya, impudence, karite, to do. Haila, was. Sabakara, all of you, of all of you, mana, the mind, Svatantra, independent, Haiya, becoming, Sabe, all of you, Nashebe, will spoil, Bhuvana, the whole world. Then Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised all the devotees, telling them not to show impudence and spoil the entire world by becoming independent. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu warned all his followers not to become independent or impudent. Unfortunately, after the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, many upper sampradayas, so-called followers, invented many ways not approved by the acharyas. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has described them as Aula, Baula, Karta Bhaja, Mira, Darvesha, Shani Sahijya, Sachi Bechi, Smarta, Chhat Gosai, Ativedi, Churadhari, and Gauranga Nagari. The Aula Sampradaya, Baula Sampradaya, and others invented their own ways of understanding Lord Chaitanya's philosophy without following in the footsteps of the acharyas. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself indicates herein that all such attempts would simply spoil the spirit of his cult.
Yeah, so actually in the Adinda, Prabhupada, in one purport, he writes that there are some devotees in Jagannath Puri and Vrindavan, and they chant, they have invited their own Maha Mantra, which is Taigor Radhesham Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So now, one thing I have noticed that when devotees, they go to Tota Gopina temple or they go to Radharaman temple in Vrindavan. So now this chanting is constantly going on. And our devotees or, you know, devotees from outside, they start singing this Maha Mantra along with them. But they are not aware that this Maha Mantra is actually not approved by Srila Prabhupada. And he goes to the extent of saying that because they are deviating from the principle by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that is the reason they will have to come back again. They will not go back to Godhead. And just because, you know, they are chanting Taigor, so because of that, they will have some benefit. It will give them some benefit. But they will have to come back to this world in the next life. So, see, this is also very important that we do not create any kind of rasabhas when we are chanting this mantra. Now, Nitaigor Radhe Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. So actually, first of all, then wherever Radha Krishna are involved, then only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name should be there. Nitai name should not be there because, for example, you see in Gauriamma temples or you see in Govardhan Eco Village, why there is only the duty of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and there is no duty of Nitai? Generally, by ISKCON standard, Prabhupada established Gaur Nitai worship and Radha Krishna worship, right? But in Eco Village, you see only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Why? So we are not talking about the space constraint. Obviously, there is no space at the altar in Eco Village. That is obviously one of the reasons. But more than that is something else. Nitai duty is not there. Why?
Because the mood and the thing of Nityanand Prabhu, it's not that he is
Radha Krishna. He is the servant of Radha and Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And so Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha Krishna combined, so he can be there. But not Nityanand Prabhu as such. Because the rasa difference is there. I don't know how to like explain this.
Because Balram can never
Balram
can never get involved in Radha Krishna Leela.
In Madhurya Leelas, like
so Balram can only get involved in, you know, when he expands himself into Ananga Manjari. So Anang Manjari can get involved in Radha Krishna Leela, but Balram does not get involved. He does not participate in Radha Krishna Leela, and that is Rasa Bhas basically. So but Balram ji has his own set of gopis, and he also performs his Rasa Leela, but he does not get involved. He keeps distance from Radha and Krishna Leela. So whenever Radharani sees Balram, Radharani from a distance she will see Balram and she will change her direction, and she will go somewhere else. Because she is very shy to see Balram in front of him. So then what to speak of participating in Krishna Leela with Balram? That is not possible. So it is Rasa Bhas. Okay. So that is the reason whenever we worship Radha and Krishna, then we can only have the deity of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Radha and Krishna together. Okay. But we cannot have Nithai. So now, I think probably I was going to convey a question only, that probably now you will have a question that, okay, why then in our ISKCON temples we have Radha and Krishna and we have Gaur-Nithai also?
But they are in separate, that way.
Yeah,
they are not
correct. They are in separate. So they are worshipped in separate altars. That is the reason we have that. But they cannot, like, you know, in Kolkata temple, if you have gone to Kolkata, you will see only Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, because Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in the altar, at the altar of Radha and Krishna. So Nithai cannot be there. So these devotees, they chant Nithai Gaur Radha Shyam Hare Krishna Hare Ram. In Radha Raman temple also, when I went this year for the Kartik Yatra, when I was spending time in Radha Raman temple also, you know, in the background, they were chanting this Mahamantra. They call it Mahamantra, but it's a Rasa Bhas according to Prabhupada. So we don't chant that and we don't participate in that. Okay, so the different devotees, you know, they have created over a period of time, they have created their different philosophies. They have deviated from the standard philosophy and created their own. Yeah. Yeah, so what was your question?
So in the Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram. When you say Hare Ram, if Ram is denoting what does it denote?
Yeah, so Prabhupada said that Ram indicates Balram, Parshuram or Lord Ram. Okay, and then also, you know, it is mentioned that Ram basically means Radha Ramana. So it is, you know, it depends on the conception of the chanter. When they are referring to Hare and Krishna as Radha and Krishna, then Rama cannot be Balram. It has to be Radha Ramana. And when they are chanting Balram's name, then it has to be with relation to his consort. And similarly, Lord Ramchandra means Sita Devi should be there. So Hare means Sita Devi, Ram means Lord Ramchandra. And for Balram, it will be Revati. Okay.
So there means Revati.
Yeah, Revati, yeah. So there is a concept of Balram, like that.
Because I thought Hare is for Radhani, but I heard Ram stands for Balram. So then how come Hare Ram they are saying?
So Ram stands for Balram. That is also true. It is also referring to Lord Ramchandra. But it depends on the conception of the chanter. If you are chanting Hare Krishna, see, that is the reason I said, you know, that now you actually realize that this Ram basically means Radha Raman. And so now, till now you are chanting the holy name, thinking that it was Balram. So now see, it is very natural when you, unless and until you attain Sambandha Gyan, you cannot actually chant the holy name also properly. You chant with a different conception altogether. You know, in this case, if a devotee is chanting, now initially obviously we all chanted with that conception that, okay, for me it was Lord Ramchandra. Okay, but for someone else it was probably Balram. Or maybe someone was thinking as Krishna Balram, you know, that this thing. So now, if one is an associate of Krishna and Balram or a Gopa, you know, so they will have this conception of Krishna Balram, and probably Hare means Hari for them, you know, then it would, that the Hare that is actually in the Mahamantra, it can actually refer, can be referred as Hari. So Hari basically again finally means Krishna. Hari is, or Hare is the one who can steal away one's material, you know, conception of life. So it can refer again, it all depends on the conception of the chanter. And so anyone who is a follower of Radha and Krishna, or who wants to follow in that Madhurya Bhav, so they will always see Rama as Radha Ramana. They will never think that Rama means Balram. So that will, like, you know, again create Rasa Bhas for them. So it also depends on the conception of the chanter. So Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a Yugala Mantra. That's the reason we say it is a Yugala Mantra. Okay. Yugala Mantra means it's a, Yugal means combination, you know, it's a Jodi. Jodi means like Radha and Krishna, like that. So Sita and Ram, like that. So it's a Yugala Mantra, and it depends on the conception of chanter. Now, so, see, so if you are not aware that Ram was Radha Ramana, probably, you know, you must be thinking that it is Balram. And then, so actually, see, this entire Hare Krishna Mahamantra is revealed to a devotee from within. Or you can say that, you know, when one reaches the state of Bhava, when one chants the name of the Lord, and before that, obviously, see, that is the reason there is a sequence. And before you can see the Lord, you have to know the relationship also. Like, you will, at the state of Ruchi, one will realize one's Rasa with the Lord. That is generally the understanding that, you know, because if you don't know the Rasa, what is your Rasa with Krishna, and what is your role? How will you be, you know, like, okay, you will be calling Ram, and then who will appear? Like, you don't know that, like, who is going to appear. So obviously, before the Lord will appear, you have to know your Rasa. Then only you can actually call out the Lord with that name. And because Krishna says that, you know, as you approach Him, He will reciprocate accordingly. So when you approach Krishna with the name of Ram as Balram, then Balram has to appear. Then Krishna, you know, obviously Krishna and Balram can also appear, but Radharani cannot appear. Okay. So, at the stage of Ruchi, one's Rasa has to be revealed to oneself. That what mellow one is actually inclined. And then the conception of it, or you can say, you know, it can be revealed. I mean, you know, we have already been given the Sambandh Gyan, which is that, you know, this is a conception of the chanter, you know, what concept they are chanting, what particular lord they are attracted to, which lord they are attracted to, and what mellow they are appreciating, you know, over a period of time. So these things should be at least be revealed for the Lord to appear at the state of Bhava. So then when you, because then you know that I'm calling, you know, Ram for me means it is Radha Raman. And so Radha and Krishna can only appear when you call out to Krishna and Radharani, okay, even if you call out Rama. So then obviously they only will appear. Someone else cannot appear, right? So see, this is a sequence. So after Ruchi, then Asakti means you get intense attachment for them. Now you cannot get attached to them unless and until you know to whom you want to get attached to, right? To get attached to someone without knowing whom you want to get attached to is out of question. So it's a natural logical sequence that after Ruchi, Asakti. And without getting attachment, there is no question of getting the state of how. Because how can you start exhibiting symptoms of love when you are not even attached to the person? So obviously, you must have attachment. So does this make sense? You know, so this is a sequence. Yeah, so see, that is the reason Hare Krishna Mahamantra definitely, with time, it should reveal these things to us. Otherwise, I mean, you know, like, for example, okay, everyone is doing service. Everyone is probably chanting the holy name. Everyone is hearing all these processes. Now with the process, but then the final revelation has to be there, in the sense that if I ask devotees that, okay, you have been serving since a long time, you have been chanting since a long time, what kind of relationship do you want with the Lord? And probably some devotees, they will not be able to answer this question, and because they have not thought about it. or it is not being revealed to them. So they will not even know that, oh, okay, like, or they will not be able to appreciate a particular, like, you know, in, I think in the Krishna book, Prabhupada writes in one place that when you start appreciating a particular leela of the Lord, a specific leela of the Lord, then it's an indication that that is your rasa with the Lord. Like, you know, you read many leelas of the Lord, but then there are specific leelas that you feel connected to in the most intimate way. Or you will feel that, okay, I also would like to participate in this kind of service to the Lord. So, Prabhupada writes this in Krishna book, I think. Krishna book or Nectar of Devotion, I don't remember. But or probably in CC, I don't remember. But this is, you know, something that Prabhupada writes, that this is an indication of your rasa with Krishna. So these things, you know, you have, all these things has to be revealed to you before. So the meaning is that basically the Holy Name has to reveal these things to you. And that way you can know you are advancing in spiritual life. And then obviously after this thing is revealed, then you try to cultivate that relationship. Okay, you think of the Lord in that kind of relationship. So one, see, that's the reason this said a sambandh jnan. So you have already established a sambandh. Now see, in my class, in my first seminar at Chopati, I did mention one very important point. I said this sambandh jnan does not just mean that, okay, you are not the body, you are the spirit soul, you are eternal servant of Krishna. Sambandh can also lead one to realize what is his eternal relationship with Krishna. Okay, so this is, so once when one is known of his eternal relationship with the Lord, they become fixed in that relationship. It becomes steady. See, that is the reason when we read the state of bhava, there are five components for bhava. So there is pai bhava, first is the most important. Then there is the vishay, vibhav. You know, vibhav means towards whom we are directing our feelings and attachments. So obviously there has to be a devotee and a, there has to be a enjoyer and enjoyed. Like, you know, vishay and ashray. So vibhav is there. So vibhav should be there. Then anubhav will be there. Then we have discussed this in our, if you remember, the stages from Shraddha to Prema. In this class, we have discussed this a bit. I don't know if you remember this, but, these five elements, they are very important. So vyabhichari bhav, sattvik bhav, vibhav, anubhav, and sthayi bhav. So sthayi bhav and vibhav, they have to be there. Now, what is sthayi bhav? Sthayi bhav means something which is permanent. Your permanent mellow. So permanent mellow is something which is always going to be remain steady. Eternally it is going to be there with you. It will never change. So that permanent rasa is basically one of the five rasas. Shantaras, Dasiras, Sakhiras, Vatsal and Madhurya. Okay. So one will get that revelation that what kind of rasa they would like to be in God Lila or Krishna Lila.
Prabhuji, in this Nimbarkacharya, they have the mantras very clear. It specifically mentions Radhe Shyam and Radhe Krishna only.
Versus
Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, where, you know, like, people can interpret this way.
So that is the reason I said, no, that Nimbarka followers are followers of Radha and Krishna, because that is their siddhant. So they are just followers of Radha and Krishna. Their entire parampara is in that direction. So,
okay.
One more thing. Like, I mean, see, generally, even in our sampradaya also, it is mentioned that those connected to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, generally or mostly they have Madhuriras, whoever is connected to Mahaprabhu. But finally, then, you know, we have devotees in Sakya Bhav also. Like in God Lila, we have many devotees, Nityananda Prabhu's associates who are in Sakya Bhav. So you want to purchase a ticket from Andheri to Churchgate. You purchase ticket, you know, but you want to get down at Grand Road, okay, to go to Gopinath. So now you have purchased ticket till Churchgate. So it all depends on devotees where they want to get down now, or what they want, you know. So in Mahaprabhu's moment, we have the ticket till Churchgate, or you can say the highest ras is available to us. But depending on the devotee's relationship with the Lord, they will attain different ras also. Okay, in fact, Mahaprabhu is very merciful that even the devotees who are in Vaikuntha Ras, he is willing to give them the Prem Ras of Vraj, the Madhurya Bhav of Vraj, you know. But it all depends whether they want to take it or not. So, yeah, so this is the thing. So Nimbarka Sampradaya, you know, they are specifically oriented towards this direction. And that is the reason Mahaprabhu has incorporated this, you know, worship of Radha and Krishna. So now, see, someone can be in Nimbarka Sampradaya, but it is extremely rare that someone might be in Nimbarka Sampradaya and they want to worship Lord Ramchandra and Sita Maya. It's very rare because, see, right from the beginning, the mood and the emphasis that is cultivated in the Sampradaya is oriented towards a particular deity. And so, if you are not comfortable with that kind of rasa, you might just change your parampara. You know, you probably change your parampara. So you can go to Ramananda Sampradaya in Gaur Leela, we have some examples like Murari Gupta, and there was another devotee also. So when Mahaprabhu gave this thing to Murari Gupta, he was not able to take it. But when another devotee of Lord Ramchandra, he met, that devotee he took up, and you know, he took that highest thing from Mahaprabhu, and he cultivated that. So he got it. So it all depends, you know. Generally, so in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's movement, and that is the reason this Hare Krishna Mahamantra is a general, you know, principle. It's not like compulsion or, you know, exclusively that, you know, it is the worship of Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has made it very generalized for every or all devotees to come. At the same time, emphasizing the highest goal and the worship of Radha and Krishna. You know, so that is simultaneously achieved. So because Mahaprabhu is being merciful, he is giving the devotion, but he is also allowing them to choose according to their own desires. Okay, because the Lord does not interfere in anyone's free will. So now see, someone who is a follower of Vallabha Sampradaya, if naturally they cultivate this bhav of worshipping Krishna as Gopal, or as, you know, Vatsalya bhav, they cultivate with time, they are happy with it, then fine. But if they're not satisfied, then probably they will change the Sampradaya. So that's another thing. Now, but in ISKCON movement, we have all these rasas included. I mean, anyone can take any ras. So we this is what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given. You know, Srila Prabhupada also gave. He was very liberal, and Prabhupada said that's the reason he did not delve so much into this, Siddha Swarup and all that. He just said, chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, things will be revealed to you. Okay. So is this clear? Everyone, are you all able to follow?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Swati Madani, Rajiv Prabhu.
Thank you.
Yeah. So see, this is how actually one can understand the revelation from the holy name. So holy name, so chanting, it should lead you to a particular inclination for a rasa or for particular deities. Like, you know, it is also mentioned, Bhaktivinoda Thakur also says that just because I am meant to worship now in ISKCON or in Gaudiya Sampradaya, we are meant to worship Radha and Krishna. So we are just worshipping. And then we are not cultivating the Radhanuga spirit. And we are just worshipping because, okay, that's what we are asked to do. And then we also cultivate some kind of awe and reverence for them. So then Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that Bhaktivinoda Thakur says that if you worship Radha and Krishna in Aishwarya Bhav, then you go to Dwarka, you don't go to Goloka. And then Vishwanatha Chakravartakur, he actually gives some kind of details here, and he says that, but those who are attracted to the forms of Radha and Krishna, not to Rukmani Dwarkadish, they go to a section in Goloka where they are worshipped in Aishwarya Bhav. Because in Goloka also there is Aishwarya Golok and there is our Vraj, you know, Gokul Vraj, which is completely Madhurya. So there is a section in the spiritual world where you worship Radha and Krishna in Aishwarya Bhav. And if you are not even attached to the conception of worshipping Radha and Krishna, then and if you are worshipping them on Aishwarya platform, then you go to Dwarka. You worship Rukmini Dwarka, like that. So these things are very, it's all important things that with time it should be revealed to us. Prabhupada did not emphasize these things so much. You know, he just said that, okay, preach Krishna consciousness, chant the holy name, don't commit offenses, and holy name will reveal to you everything. When the time comes, the holy name will reveal everything to you. Okay, so Bhakti Charu Maharaj once asked Prabhupada that, Prabhupada, you know, what about Siddhadeva? What about Siddhswarup? And Prabhupada said, don't worry about these things now. When the time will come, things will be revealed to you from a transcendental platform. Okay, so this is the process that Prabhupada emphasized, that chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra offensively and it will be revealed to you. Okay. And then obviously whatever he expected us to do, preaching, book distribution or whatever like form of service, basically to spread Krishna consciousness movement. So if you do this and if you chant Harinam and do not criticize or find faults, you know, obviously genuine this thing, but then holy name should reveal such things to us. Okay.
Yeah, Prabhuji, I have a query. Revelation of the Siddhiswarup, is that a subject of, I mean, is that to be celebrated or it is kept very confidential? Like,
Confidential, obviously. It should not be shared with anyone. It's a personal thing between Krishna and oneself and one's guru. So now see, there are, in Shastra it is mentioned three ways how it can be revealed. It can be revealed through the guru, it can be revealed through the holy name, and it can be revealed through a sadhu. Okay, so these three people or these three things can actually reveal your swarupa. Okay,
it is not directly revealed by the Lord.
Directly revealed by the Lord means it will be the holy name. You know, it will come from the holy name. Now you will be inspired to serve the Lord in a particular way. You will be inspired and attracted to a particular pastime of the Lord. So you can say that, okay, that is a direct revelation. You know, that's how holy name is. So holy name revelation means what? It's kind of direct revelation only. Right? So when you follow the process, when Guru and Krishna are happy, then Krishna will reveal himself to us. And that's how we get inspiration.
Okay. So like we know this about the Siddhiswarup of Rupa Goswami is Rupa Manjari, right?
Right. Yeah. In Krishna Lila, what, you know, rasa you have with Krishna, that is Siddhiswarup.
So similarly, do we know about the Siddhiswarup of Srila Prabhupada?
Yeah, that is something, see, we know till Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, but Prabhupada never revealed these things. Now, Prabhupada, one time he said that, you know, my Guru Maharaj relationship with Krishna was in a Mandiri Bhav, but my relationship is he said that it is like a coward boy with Krishna. He said only that much. He did not give more details about it. But some in our parampara say, in our ISKCON or outside of ISKCON, they say that Prabhupada was actually a gopi. And some devotees say that, well, whatever Prabhupada said, we should just accept it. And probably he's a coward boy. And then obviously, we can also make one, you know, conclusion that it is also possible that Prabhupada was both in one body. He was probably both combined, a gopa as well as a gopi, which is also possible in God Lila. Anyways, but this is something which is beyond our intelligence, beyond our qualification to discuss about Prabhupada's identity. It's something that Prabhupada has to personally reveal to the devotees. It's a very personal thing. And at the same time, we also say that Prabhupada is a Saktavesh avatar. So Prabhupada was a very unique, different personality. And you know, so there are obviously there are many symptoms, many things that Topa did which makes one feel that he was actually a gopi. You know, there were many things from the way he has written the books, the way right from the beginning he actually wanted to, you know, like for example, his father always prayed that he becomes a devotee of Radharani. So these things are there, you know, many things are there about his gopi side of the image or Swarupa. Anyways, it, you know, this is something that we just know. It's all beyond our capacity, and it's all like it's going to be speculation. We should also not discuss about these things because we are not qualified for that. But I'm just sharing so that you are just aware that, you know, these things are there. Prabhupada did not reveal personally his identity to ISKCON devotees or followers. Bhakti Siddhanta Sev Thakur did reveal it directly, and he Bhaktivinoda Thakur also revealed it. So all the previous acharyas, they have revealed their identity, but Prabhupada did not reveal it. And obviously, I think one of the reasons is that because Prabhupada was very humble also at the same time. So he always take a very humble position, you know, in front of the previous acharyas. So maybe, you know, this and actually Prabhupada, see, what by not revealing his identity, he actually made a very strong point. Basically, what he wanted to emphasize is that preaching Krishna consciousness is more important than delving on these things, you know, the Swarupa and all that. Now, if you go to the, you know, Radha Kund, and or if you go to some other sampradaya, they will be delving on these subject matters a lot. Or they will be more interested to know about their Swarupa and all these things. And they talk about that thing, you know, Rasa and Swarupa and all these things. But so then what happens? Preaching is compromised. Preaching is, you know, behind the curtain. And then these things come in the forefront. Preaching, you know, goes behind. It goes in the background. So that is the reason, just to avoid these things, which these things happened during Prabhupada's time. You know, some of his disciples, they formed a Gopi Bhav Club, and they started discussing about their particular rasa with the Lord and what service they are doing. Prabhupada was extremely angry, and he fired them like anything. You know, so and he stopped everything, and you know, he said that if these things will continue, preaching will be stopped altogether. So he emphasized on preaching. You know, he wanted to emphasize on preaching a lot. So Prabhupada was very clear that you preach and you chant, don't commit offenses, and then the Holy Name will reveal all these things to you. So it will come as a national inspiration this time. I think so. Okay.
Okay, Prabhuji.
Yeah. Otherwise, you know, obviously the guru can also reveal, seeing the inclination of the disciple, or if the Lord will reveal to the guru, then the guru can also reveal to the disciple. So these are all transcendental subject matters coming from transcendental platform.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, you know, these are the deviated sampradayas that Prabhupada has named here. Ola, Bola, Kartabhaj, Nada, Varadesh, Samni, and Sahariya, and Sakhibeki, and Smartha, and all. It's all result of taking Krishna consciousness very cheaply. Okay, all right. So, with this, we'll stop here and we'll continue. Just one last thing I wanted to mention is that Chaitanya Charitamrita is extremely, extremely sweet. Just by hearing it, just by, you know, if we try to relish it. So I was thinking that somehow I got the opportunity to speak on the glories of Srimad Bhagavatam. Now I am very eager to come up with the glories of Chaitanya Charitamrita. And then I will say that this CC is even beyond the Srimad Bhagavatam. It is more than the Bhagavatam. So
you already said that in the Saturday seminar.
Huh?
He already said that in the Saturday seminar. The CC is higher than Bhagavatam. Aisa karke something so he had mentioned, I feel. I think I remember.
Yeah, maybe I have mentioned this point probably. And see, I'm not just mentioning from my unqualified experience, but this is something that we have heard from Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur directly, that when you know, he made a comment that if there was a flood and he has to carry three books, then he will carry the Bhagavad Gita, Bhagavatam and Chaitanya from one end of the flood to another, you know, to cross the flood. And in while crossing the flood, if he is feeling weighty, you know, if he is drowning, then he will throw, you know, he will just give up the Bhagavad Gita and he will take the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya. And then further he says that if he still feels a more bit, you know, weighty, then he will give up the Bhagavatam and he will take the Chaitanya Charitamrita with him. So acharyas also have given, you know, the realization. Now, obviously, Prabhupada also mentioned it's a postgraduate study, not just from a philosophical point of view, because Bhagavatam obviously is very philosophical also at the same time. But see, Chaitanya Charitamrita is the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani, right from the beginning to end. And Bhagavatam has various levels of devotees. Okay, so obviously the sweetness you will find definitely more and more in Chaitanya Charitamrita. And you know, you can understand from the Leelas, you know, right from the beginning to the end, what is God Leela? What is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So
who said this, Prabhuji? Who was trying to explain this importance? Who was the acharya? Which acharya gave this analogy of while drowning?
Bhakti Siddhanta Sarita Thakur.
Acha, acha. Okay, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we don't have so many commentaries on the Chaitanya Charitamrita. We have many commentaries on the Bhagavatam, Krishna Leela especially. So many different Leelas are there described. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are very few. C.C. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chaitanya Mangal, then Murari Gupta's Karichas, which is actually basically not different from Chaitanya Bhagavat. But there is one book, Murari Chaitanya, Sri Chaitanya Charita by Murari Gupta. So that is, it's all like almost the same as Chaitanya Bhagavat only. So that is the book. And then few others are there. But these are all similar pastimes. Like most of them are similar pastimes. So you will not find a lot of variety, like a lot of commentary in the book.
Yeah, that may also be because Bhagavatam is read across all the sampradayas, but Chaitanya Charitamrita would be only in Gaudiya Sampradaya, no?
Actually, I think the reason would be that Mahaprabhu came as a devotee, so he did not want to, you know, reveal too much about himself.
Yeah,
so he always wanted to convey this fact that, okay, Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and so that's the reason probably Krishna Leela has multiple commentaries, many, many commentaries. So, and obviously, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is a hidden incarnation also at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Correct.
Okay, all right. So we'll continue next class. Thank you all the devotees for joining. And yeah, just, you know, one last request, that please respond by Sunday. Don't wait till Monday. Okay. If by Sunday evening you can respond, that will be very helpful. Okay, all right. Thank you so much for joining. Hare Krishna. Dhanvat Pranam.
Hare Krishna. Thank you. Hare Krishna.